Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
To the Question Reality Radio Show. I'm Priscilla Leona, producer and host of this show, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. For 11 years, we've been providing our audience with entertainment industry career advice. Now, this show is for you if you are questioning your career reality and thinking about pursuing a career in show business, or if you're already working in the entertainment industry and you're just interested in getting some tips on how to elevate your status. Now, exciting things are happening, but just let me tell you who the guests are on this show so you can be impressed. The guests on our show include Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony Award winners, reality TV stars. We have working professionals, which include producers and directors and casting directors and talent managers and actors, singers, comedians, writers, PR agents, publicists, screenwriters, script supervisors, stunt people, celebrity makeup artists, and we throw a couple entertainment attorneys in there for you. The list just continues on and on. If they're working in the entertainment industry, we're going to have them on the show. Now, if you missed any of our shows, here are three ways that you can listen to past shows. Number one, go to our archive page, which is latalkradio.com, the website, and search for the title of our show, which is Question Reality. Number two, go to iTunes, the Google Play Store, Stitcher.com, and we're under the podcast section. And then number three, free mobile app. We're on the App Store and Google Play Store. And finally, we ask that you so kindly subscribe to our podcast via Apple Podcasts. Everybody needs to share. We need to give each other little thumbs and fingers. That may have sounded sexual. Did not mean it that way. But you know what I mean? We need some thumbs and fingers and likes and follows. It's just a crazy world. We just need to have that these days. So please help us by subscribing to our podcast. Now, finally, if you want to be a guest or refer someone to be on my show to promote themselves, their products, and help listeners with their sage career advice, we still got a cup. You know what? I'm on vacation. I'm not going to even offer any more dates. Wait till you, I don't even, I think that would go, no, this is the last Sunday. We don't have any more dates. That's right. But we are booking for January, February, and March. So if you know someone who you think would profit from being on the show, please let us know. Go to our official website, which is questionrealityradioshow.com. Again, questionrealityradioshow.com, not latalkradio.com. That's where the, oh, great. My husband is calling while I'm doing the radio show. Now, isn't that terrible? Hold on a minute. All right, we just deleted him. All right, let's get back. So if you want to come on the radio show, questionrealityradio.com, and you submit for guest consideration, just click the contact link. Lastly, I just want to tell you, OMG, double G with some exclamation points. The guest on the show today is probably, should I say this? People are going to get mad, but I got to say it. She's, all right, you know what? I'll reword it. She is my absolute favorite Hawaiian guest of all time. As long as I put the Hawaiian in there, that way no one gets offended, because I can't say my favorite guest of all time, because that's nice. So let me tell you a little bit about her. I just had the pleasure of meeting her Friday night, but I had heard so much about her from my good friend Micah. We went to acting classes together way back in the day, and he had always told me he had this cousin who was a singer in Hawaii, but this was so long ago. And then we reconnected recently, and he told me that his cousin was nominated for another Grammy because she's so talented. She has multiple Grammys. So we met Friday night at her very good friend, Jamie Foxx. Yes, the celebrity Jamie Foxx, who ultra mega star and talented and hotter than hot. You thought he's hot on screen? I got to see that little baby doll close up, and I was like, woo, honey. I need to get some of that skin under my claws. But my husband was right behind me, as usual. Can't let me be for a minute because he knows I'll be off pawing a man. So I didn't get to even get any fondling from poor Jamie Foxx. But that's okay. He was so nice and gracious, and he let her have a party at his house. And I got to meet Amy. And lovely, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful girl. We're going to talk to her in a minute. But first, just to make up in case, I was a little overwhelming for Jamie Foxx because everybody who knows me can know I'm a little much. I'm an acquired taste. So Jamie Foxx, I'm going to give you a plug, honey. His movie just came out on Christmas, I believe. It's called Just Mercy. And it is from what I've heard, I got a couple friends who saw it before it came out, and they're in the biz, and they said it was fantastic. But anyway, it's about world-renowned civil rights defense attorney Brian Stevenson. This is based, of course, on a true story. So this attorney, Brian Stevenson, he works to free this wrongly condemned death row prisoner. And I don't want to tell you more. It's just fabulous. Go on IMDb and look it up, and you can see who all's in it. But two of the co-stars with Jamie Foxx are Brie Larson and Michael B. Jordan. It was directed by Destin Daniel Cretton, based on the book by Brian Stevenson. So there you go, my little hot Jamie Jewel Foxx, Foxy Foxx. Now see, he's got the perfect name. You could call him Foxy Foxx because he's hot and foxy, and his name's Foxx. What do you know? I don't even know if that's his name. I'll have to get the scoop for me because that's just a movie star name. So I don't know. You know how people take on alias names. Okay, so let me tell you, Amy, about our guest today. Her name, I'm going to butcher it. She's going to hate me, but I'm going to give it. I've been practicing it all day, but I am the worst with foreign names. But let me try. Okay, our guest today is the one, the only, the hot, the sexy, sizzling, voluptuous vixen du jour, Amy. Okay, here we go. Amy Hanaali Gilliam. I'm going to let her pronounce it. Anyway, she is a, maybe I could go insert. Okay. Our guest today is insert. Go ahead, say your name, Amy. Go ahead, Amy. Say your name.
Hanai Ali.
Oh, my God. I wasn't too bad.
Oh, you were on it, girl. You got it.
A little bit. I don't know. She is a 6-time Grammy nominee and a multiple, and we're going to find out what this means, but multiple NHK Hano Award winner and the highest selling Hawaiian female vocalist of all time. Yes, she is. And Amy's here to just, I know, usually if we were in the radio station together, there would be a sound effect after that. I have this stadium clapping going on, which Albert is in charge of. But that we're doing the show remotely because Amy's in Hawaii, obviously. So there's no applause, but we're going to do it. Oh, yeah. That's perfect. Great sound effect. Okay. So Amy is here to discuss her 2020 Grammy-nominated album. Oh, shit. Here we come with another one. All right, here I go. The album is called Kalawea Nui.
Good.
Ah, I did it.
You got it, girl.
I don't know what it means.
You got it.
I pronounced it right. Oh, my God.
Woo-hoo.
This is Amy's 15th studio album. And this, woo, that word just got me. I'm all verklempt now. I'm verklempt. Amy's 15th studio album, and it has been nominated for it's a 2020 Grammy Award in the Best Regional Roots Music Album category. And You can buy this album right this second on Apple, Google Play, Spotify, and Amazon. Or you can just go to her website, roam around, and I think you might be able to purchase it directly off her website, too. And let me give you that website. Amy's website is so easy, much easier to pronounce. It's amyhawaii.com. Amyhawaii.com, yes. She's also on Instagram. Okay, I'm going to spell this out. It is her last name. It's HANAIALII. So,
perfect.
Yeah. And she's also on Facebook under Amy and then her full name, which is AMYHANAIALIIGILLIOM. So, make sure you go there. Again, we need fingers and thumbs and likes and shares. So I want everybody to share it and like it and pass it on because this is very, very important. And Amy's going to tell us about what the process entails, which is going to be very exciting for people who are interested in music because not everybody knows what the Grammy nomination process entails. So Amy is going to tell us why it's important to do this before the actual, once you hear of the nomination, we'll take it from there. And then what you should do to help a person who's been nominated. And she'll give us some behind the scenes things that are going on with the Grammys. Ooh, I need some water. All right. Ooh, I'm gonna pass out. I get myself so excited, I feel like I'm gonna faint sometimes. But, you know. Ooh, all right, so real quick, Amy, again, top-selling female vocalist of all time. Now, her success as a recording artist just speaks for itself, obviously, because you're not gonna get nominated for a damn Grammy unless you're qualified. So it's just evidenced by a multitude of awards and acknowledgments and she was nominated for 18 NHK Hano Hano Awards, and we're going to talk about that. But here's what I was dying when I read about Amy. Amy has played for the Dalai Lama, two inaugural balls in D.C. for President Obama, and the first entertainer ever to perform in the Great Hall of the People in Tiananmen Square, China. Huh. Never probably will ever have a guest on my show that has done that. Obviously, she sold out crowds in Europe and Japan and all across America, French Polynesia. And her album, Friends and Family, showcased this stunning duet with one of my favorite singers of all time, country music legend Willie Nelson. Amy's also performed live for and opened for renowned artists like Earth, Wind, and Fire, Carlos Santana, Boz Scaggs, Diana Krall, Joe Cocker, and did a duet with Michael McDonald. It just goes on and on. I mean, it's on and on and on and on. So this woman is, I mean, I feel like she should be floating as she walks. And while she's walking and floating, there should be a fan that's blowing her hair. It just seems like it's well-deserved. I don't know. So without further ado, let's welcome this goddess, Miss Amy. And I'm going to let her say her last name again.
Hi, Anayali'i. Woohoo! How are you? Aloha from Hawaii.
My gosh, you're so lucky to be back in Hawaii. It's freezing in LA, if you can imagine. Ooh. It's like 48
that party,
degrees.
That party at Jamie's house, I was frozen.
Oh my
frozen,
God.
Girl.
I know. I think this is the coldest I've ever experienced it in LA. So
wow.
I think it's because Jamie lives in an area that there's nothing to block the cold air.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like 500 acres. I don't know. It just seems like a lot of activity. Do you know, Amy, I found out that we lost 10 people who came to the party, and then they went to that house at that one address.
Oh, no.
So 10 people, I was getting texted, and in the middle of your performance, but Micah, I think, was talking and throwing the Hawaiian dancers, and my phone rang, and it was a person with a mean voicemail saying, I drove all the way from Long Beach, and there's nobody here. So we lost 10 people, but you know what? I said, you know, maybe it'll happen again for you. You never know. But everybody wanted to see you, and I told them that you would give them a shout out at the end of the.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. What a fun, magical night. Yeah.
Oh, it was so much fun. Amy, let's talk about the reasoning for this particular party that we had at Jamie Foxx's. Now, first of all, I mean, my God, it had to be a special relationship to let Jamie be the, I guess he wasn't the host. It was his house. Yeah, I guess he's the host. But tell us about the reason why you had the party at Jamie's house and basically what you were saying at the party, because your backstory with your grandmother, you know, knowing Billie Holiday. I mean, your story was so fascinating. We would need 5-6 hours, but just take it back. To Friday night, we had the party at Jamie Foxx's house. Your friend went to school, and tell us how we got to that part.
Well, you know, Jamie and I went to school together, a private music school in San Diego, and it was a musical theater school, very classically trained. And we just became really good friends at the age of 18. And come over to Hawaii a couple times. He brought his grandmother over. You know, we're real Hawaiian style. Like, anybody's welcome in our house. You know, we'll feed you. We'll do whatever. Stay over however long you want. And so we've just always remained really, really good friends. And I actually performed on the Grammys with him when he did the Blame It on the Alcohol song. And I was very fortunate to be invited to go with him to Clive Davis's party that Whitney Houston was playing at, and Fantasia and Jennifer Hudson. They were all sitting at my table going, who's this girl sitting at the table? And I'm like, aloha, I have my, huh?
They were wondering, oh, I wish I was her. Girls.
Oh, I know. Who is this girl sitting next to Jamie Foxx? And I had a lay on. And so I just said, I'm a Hawaiian artist. I'm nominated for a Grammy. And they were just so, so sweet and so kind. And so that hit it off. And we did the Grammy show with him. But we've just always remained friends over time. And he knows that when he comes to Hawaii, he can totally shut down. And, you know, we take him underground where nobody knows where he is and nobody can bother him. And he can just shut down with his family. So anyway, I called him and I said, hey, I'm coming to LA. I'm nominated for a Grammy again. And I really need to have like a hot spot where I can invite people to come down and listen to the album. He's like, have it at my house, your family, just have it here. And I'm like, really? So anyway, we brought the Aloha Spirit to his house and he had a blast and ate so much poke that night. He could hardly see straight, him and his mom.
Well, I know he had that camera going nonstop. He was like,
oh, yeah.
I love that because that said that he was really engaged and interested and he was having a good time. And it was so nice to see him doing that. I really like that a lot.
You know, when I was at school with Jamie in San Diego, you know, even though all my 15 albums that I have are in Hawaiian, and I can get into that in a little bit, but you know, we would sit down in the practice rooms for hours and hours and hours and play music. And so we went till 3 a.m. in the morning. I think you left already.
We went to 3 o'clock in the morning. And I found out about that because my, I said to Albert, why did you have to get sleepy? Why did we have to leave? Because you brought your guitar and your amp. Oh, my husband is a phenomenal guitar player. I mean,
he said he was going to play with us.
I know. And so but let me tell you, my husband is so old. He gets sleep 8 o'clock. He's yawning, ready to go to bed. So that was up late for him, but he was so upset. I'm like, oh, well, when Amy comes to LA again, we'll invite her to our house and then you can play with her. He plays jazz, blues, rock, pop.
Oh, I love
it. And he was just mesmerized by your singing. He has played last for some stars because, you know, he plays for various. And he said that was the best version that he has ever heard. And let me tell you, he is picky. He is picky because he's played with so many people, you know, after you hear it so many times.
Yeah.
Come on. So, and he said he couldn't believe, and you know, he's so crazy. He goes, I couldn't believe how she stayed in tune and was, and you know why he said that? Because I didn't know this because I'm not a singer, but he said you'd be surprised at how many I won't mention names, but how many people he's played for that are stars, but yet they crack and they sometimes go out of tune. And that's natural because they could have had a hard day or, you know, their vocal cords there's lots of reasons why. But he said he was so impressed that you were just mesmerizing and you had like this magical quality. Yeah, I think he was like, he would have been putting the moves on you if I wouldn't have had him under my wing all night. He was very, very smitten
with you. Funny.
But you know, I really appreciated it because you guys thought of everything. This party was so nice. And the whole reason was for you to kind of get known in LA because you're known all over the world. But from what I understand, you need to get more established here in LA. So tell us about what we can do to help you with this whole Grammy situation, because you were nominated, but it's not enough to be nominated. Tell us tell us about the process.
Well, the process is, you know, first of all, I'm an indigenous singer, which I sing in my native tongue, which is Hawaiian. And so we're not, you know, thrust into the limelight of the huge celebrities out there. So any type of sharing is just so grateful. I mean, even if they hop on your Facebook and share it from there or my Facebook, you know, it's really just getting the word out. You know, I sing in a lot of, I sing in a lot of, you know, jazz and blues. But the reason I sing in Hawaiian is because I'm part Hawaiian. And my grandmother was a huge influence of music out of Hawaii back in the day. And so we have a huge, strong resurgence right now of language in Hawaii. And, you know, all of our immersion schools are flourishing in Hawaii right now. So we're kind of at the cusp of this renaissance of language in Hawaii. So, you know, everything that I was sharing that night, everything I was sharing that night was just very deep. And just, we really wanted everybody at the party to understand why we do what we do. A lot of people that come to Hawaii, you know, see certain shows and they don't really kind of understand Hawaiian music so much, but it's very organic, very acoustic, especially the type of music that I sing. And that's what's put it on the international stage now, you know, with this whole Grammy nomination. Everybody's kind of turning around going, what is this? We've never heard this style before. And even though it's true and authentic Hawaiian music. So the Grammy party that we had at Jamie's house was really so important, especially with you inviting all of your industry friends, that we can really tell our own story. everybody tells our story, but we like to tell our own story. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's kind of the gist of it.
Well, let me ask you. Now, this particular Grammy that you were nominated for, is this for the album or is this for an individual song?
It's for the whole body of it's the whole album.
The whole album.
Nominated.
Okay.
Yes. And what inspired your this particular album? Are you the one who decides, you know what, I'm going to create an album, and do you theme it? Meaning, you know, a lot of people who do albums, they make sure that they have a theme, like this is going to be about
right.
love. You know, did you theme it or?
Right. Right. You know, a couple of my older albums, like Friends and Family, I knew that I wanted to sing in the other genres of those artists, Willie Nelson, Michael McDonald, you know, all of those kind of folks. So I actually themed the album for that. This particular album is called Kalawai Anui or Kalawai Anui. And he's an ancestor of mine that I've been researching for a very, very long time. Genealogy is huge in our Hawaiian culture. We've always been taught, how do you know where you're going if you don't know where you come from? And so I'm a huge genealogist. And this is how Micah and I have become so close over the years, is Micah is one of our, you know, foremost leading authorities on everything Hawaiian, hula, music, genealogy, our culture in general.
The ancient he has a troupe, I believe, that they do the ancient Hawaiian
exactly.
dances. So
right.
He played an integral part in pulling all of this together. He worked on,
absolutely.
He's nominated with you, right, for the album, all of you.
Exactly. Yeah. So what happens is, so he has a halau in Hawaii, and a halau in Hawaii is a hula school. And it's so popular here in Hawaii. Popular in Japan. Japan has over 4 million Japanese hula dancers. And that's a lot of dancers.
Wow.
So a lot of our hula teachers from Hawaii, which we call kumu hula, a lot of our hula teachers teach in Japan and all around the world, because hula is just thousands of dancers that are perpetuating our culture right along with it. And then they keep the music going. On this particular album, I collaborated with Micah. Micah did the lyric writing. I did all the music. So we worked really, really well together in composing all these songs together. It was just magical.
How long did it take? How long does this take average for you?
The writing process was about 6 months. The studio, I'm usually really fast in the studio. It usually takes me 2 to 3 weeks to record a full-length album.
Okay, so after you get the album done, can you tell us what the steps were to get it to actually become nominated?
Nominated? Okay, so here in Hawaii, I have two different situations going on. So with the Grammy, what happens is you have to be a Grammy member. You have to be a voting member of the Academy. You submit and you upload your entire album. There is a panel that listens to it, and it goes to the first round, then you're nominated. Then there's another panel that is even a smaller panel that listens to it one more time. And they, what they do is they recommend these, so then you're nominated, then the entire Academy listens to it. So the reason why having so many people listen to it is because that's the next process. That's what gets you to win the Grammy, is your voting member, your voting Academy members. They have listened to it. They love it or they don't love it. If they love it, then they nominate you again, and then boom, you win the Grammy. Mm. So for artists like us that are more indigenous artists that sing in our own native tongues, to have a showcase like what Jamie just did for me is so huge, because, you know, he's validating it, saying, you know, listen to this. You're going to love it. Listen to it. So it just puts you in a bigger audience, in a bigger scope, in a bigger audience of listening pool.
Got it. Well,
yeah.
Right now, what happens between what can we do to help, other than obviously sharing and trying to get it to our Grammy friends, et cetera, et cetera? Is there anything else that we can do to help?
Well, the next round of Grammy is, next round of voting finishes January 3rd. So we're just trying to share it amongst fellow Academy members, you know, letting everybody, as many people can listen to it and share it and like it, and just keep pushing it forward. But after January 3rd, it's done. The voting is complete.
Okay.
So I still go to the Grammys January 26th. And I still participate in that. And that's when we know, you know, who wins the Grammy.
Oh, my gosh. That is so exciting.
Yeah. Well, I hope I get to see you again.
Oh, yeah. Well, right. Before you let us know when you're in town. Now, at the very least, we can, for people who don't have the power to help you via, you know, the voting process, they can help by buying the album or a song or something, because
Absolutely.
That always helps. I mean, we need to get the music out there, and people, once they hear your voice, my God, they're going to be a fan, just like I am.
Aww.
I'm like, forever fan.
Thank you. You know what I love about Hawaii is that somebody has been touched by Hawaii at some point in their life. Whether you know someone from there and you feel the aloha spirit, or you've been here, you've had a wedding, an anniversary, a birthday, everybody that I ever come in contact with has some touch of Hawaii in them.
That's true. I mean, can you believe I've never even been to Hawaii? I've wanted to go for years and I've never gotten there. But now I have a reason to go, because I ate Micah's turkey meatballs. And I swear...
Right.
My husband and I were about to come to blows over those meatballs.
Right.
I said, you get
Well, them. I think you would have had to fight Jamie for them, because I think he ate about 50 of them.
Oh,
down
my
there.
God, I'm working on my 50th one. Oh, my God. You know, the chicken skewers were great, too, but I can get the chicken skewers at, you know, the Hawaiian chicken skewers. They got a bunch of Hawaiian restaurants, but I have never, ever tasted the meatballs, like those turkey meatballs.
The teriyaki meatballs, yeah. Did you taste the poke?
I haven't. No, we don't eat seafood. Oh, God, I'd break out a big rash if I had seafood. But, yeah, allergic to just about everything. But those meatballs were crazy. So you better grab a bag of those on your way.
Right.
Back from Hawaii. Now, here's what I'd like to do now. I want to play your song. And give us tell us the name of the song again. And then can you give us the backstory for this song?
Sure. So the song is called Mauna Kea Ku'u Iwi Hilo. And what it talks about is Mauna Kea is my everything. I don't know if you've seen on CNN and BBC and all around the world the news that's happening here in Hawaii, because on the Big Island, which everybody calls the Big Island, which is really called Hawaii Island, we have the tallest mountain in the world, from the bottom of the ocean to the very top. And we are in a battle right now because they want to put a 30-meter telescope up on top of that mountain. Now, everybody goes, well, don't you want to see the stars and this and that, this and that? Well, of course we do. I mean, Hawaiians are some of the best celestial navigators on the planet. You know, they went around the world on canoes, only navigating by the stars, which is what my oldest brother does now. So what's so important about Mauna Kea is that we have gods here in Hawaii, like our goddess of snow, our goddess of rain, Lihau, Poliahu. They still live up on the top of Mauna Kea. And those chants, like the chant that Micah did at the party, those are thousands of years old, those chants. Those are the same chants that they're still doing now about Mauna Kea. So we've had a peaceful protest where thousands have been up to lend their support to Mauna Kea, Jason Momoa, Nicole Scherzinger, The Rock. I was on a video with The Rock because they understand that this is our genealogical tie to Hawaii, is through the piko, or the belly button of all of Hawaii, which is at the top of Mauna Kea. So other things that happen as well with Mauna Kea is when the snow melts, when Poliahu, one of our goddesses, when the snow melts, all that water goes under the volcano and it comes up to the city that's below called Waimea, which is where Micah lives. And those aquifers come underneath that mountain and come and feed all of the cattle, the ranches, everything that's below there. You know, you're talking about conservation now. Those telescopes leak oil. There's 13 of them up there now, and they don't even use half of them. They're totally abandoned. So anyway, this is what this song speaks about. Being Mauna Kea is my everything, is my ancestor, because we all come from that genealogical tie.
Got it. Oh my gosh. Well, see, now I'm going to be Googling that, because I try to avoid the news because it makes me sad.
Yeah.
I like to live in the light. Right. Love, and every time you turn around, there's like murder, death, kill. So I did not know.
Oh, I know.
I'm going to Google that. Okay, so let's get this song playing, girl.
We have. All right,
so without further ado, we are going to play, and I'm going to let you say the song title. So say the song title and then bye. That way it's more personal.
Okay.
So without further ado, we're going to play the song bye. Go ahead.
Amy Hanaili'i.
And it's
called Mauna Kea Ku'u Iwi Hilo.
Woo! You know I would have butchered that, honey. All right.
Woo-hoo!
Let's hear that song, and then we'll come back and talk to Amy some more.
Thank you.
Kea kaumai i luna ke kua lono kuhao i kamali kua hivi ku kila kila vehea i kanani i kapiko Vahine ahu ike kapaha me kalei ohu ohu honi ana ike anu ika makani oli. Hela, hela, o kamoku kukia ii kaino e ho o malu mai pa kamoku i kala.
Because you can feel your phrasing and the emotions and just, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. Now I want, have you bothered to, not bother, but have you had any songs from your album translated into English that people could read the lyrics? You know how they have that website, lyricssomething.com, and the songs are translated? Is it?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, all my albums are all translated into English, so people understand exactly what. But you know, my brother just brought up this morning, because I'm with the Hawaii Symphony. I'm with the huge 79 piece symphony, January 10th here in Hawaii, and he's like, "Too bad you can't put the lyrics across the back." You know how the operas do that, where they put the English lyrics up on the screen?
Yeah.
I thought, that's not a good idea. I do that in Japan. I might as well do it here.
Oh, you know. Do it? You just call them up and ask them and they'll do it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'd have to have my tech person just
you're performing
put the
live.
Lyrics up. Yeah, performing live. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay, so if people want to know the lyrics, can they go to, just type it in Google?
My website.
The lyrics are for each song are on your website?
Just go right to my website. And you know what? I would really like for everyone to go and watch the video of this Mauna Kea Kuiwi Hilo, because I'm riding a very old style of horseback riding called pa'u, which beautiful. Actually, the dress, Micah designed the whole dress, and you see Mauna Kea. You see exactly what I'm singing about.
Oh, is it on YouTube?
Yeah, it's on my website, amyhawaii.com. You can go right on. It's on YouTube, too, but it's probably easier to find it on my website.
Okay, so everybody go to amyhawaii.com, and let's see what, I guess maybe you have a link. Let me look. Does it say... Does it say video or what? What is it, under music or media?
You'll see it right when you go on the page.
Right,
you'll see video.
Okay. Oh, I see it. It's as soon as you get on the page, just scroll down a little bit and it says new music video. So you have to go there. Oh, I can't wait to watch. Was that the one
Woo-hoo!
We watched at the party at Jamie's house? Okay. Oh, they're going to love that with your hair blowing and you're on the shit. And you got all your sexy posing going on. Woo!
Right.
You're going to like that. She doesn't.
Woo-hoo!
She just stands. and it's just there. So she wasn't trying to be, because that's not what the song's about. But for the men, you know, they're visual. So there you go. Now, let me ask
they're
you.
They're visual.
Something.
I love it.
I do. So let me ask. So I heard from Micah that you own a wine company.
I do. How crazy is that?
How did that happen? Are you like a wine connoisseur? Do you just love wine? And I'm just going to buy a damn vineyard. How did it happen?
So I love Merlot. And I was doing a concert in Napa at Lincoln Performing Arts Center, this huge venue. And my two wine partners that are my wine partners now were there. And we had a cani capilla, which is play music till all hours of the morning. It was the last kind of what we did at Jamie's till 3 a.m. And they were noticing that I liked Merlot. So they were giving me bacon and Gouda cheese and little dark chocolate. And I was like, ooh, this is, oh no, this is so good. You know, as Hawaiians, we love to eat. So
yeah.
I was like, ooh, this is good. This is good. And then they said, hey, would you ever consider doing a celebrity wine? And I was like, yeah. And so I came out with the Merlot award-winning gold medal from Sonoma, LA, Napa. We won blind taste testing for all my wines. I have a Merlot, a Chardonnay, and a sparkling wine called Tiny Bubbles.
So what's the name of your wine company? I'm going to write this down now.
It's just Hanaili'i, my name. My tattoo on my arm is on the bottle. You can't miss it. It's only here in Hawaii so far. But I went from 200 to 3,000 cases in less than 6 months.
Wow.
Of wine.
It
was crazy sauce.
How would we order it?
Well, right now I'm completely sold out of my first three varietals. So what I did was I did a limited edition of Hanaili'i red wine. It's a red blend from Temecula and Napa, and completely sold that out during Christmas. So I'm coming out in Valentine's Day with a bunch of new wine. So all you got to do is check back on my website. It'll be all over the website.
It'll be so they just go to amyhawaii.com and it'll have you have a separate website.
Just click on wine.
For the wine.
Yep. Right? Click on wine and you'll be able to, it will ship it right to your house.
Oh, there's wine on there too? I don't see a link for wine. I'm on there now.
Well, because I was completely sold out that we took the tab off of there, but it'll be back on for Valentine's Day.
Oh, I'll be ordering some. All right, people. You need to order some wine for Amy. So check back about February 1st. So she'll have a wine link on her website. So next performance is January the 10th. And you're performing at the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra in Honolulu.
Right.
And I noticed on your website that people can buy tickets. So people who are going to Hawaii, if you wanted something to do, please purchase a ticket. What is the show for? Is it just you doing the album? You're going to be doing songs from the album, or?
You know, I am. I've been playing with orchestras and symphonies all over the place. I play with Nashville Symphony, Vegas Philharmonic. I do a lot of symphony work, just my own private concerts. And so they're going to feature the new album, but I have a huge catalog with them as well, because I performed so many times with them. And so it's going to be a variety of a lot of type of music, a little bit of jazz, a little bit of pop, probably some Etta James mixed in there. And of course, the new Hawaiian album. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I wish I could buy a ticket and fly over there. My goodness gracious.
You need to come over.
You need to come over
that whole week.
Are you playing in L.A. anytime next year? Are you coming here?
You know, I've played all over L.A. I've played at the Greek. I played all over L.A. You just got to check back on my website.
You never know where you're going to be. There's people who tell you where you're going to be. Right,
exactly.
People know
exactly.
Where the hell you're going to be. You're like, you're too
exactly.
big.
Exactly.
But you know where you're going to be. All right.
Yeah, we're not sure. We're kind of holding up on the touring just because, well, I'm in Japan February. I'm at the Blue Note in Japan and the Cotton Club in Japan in February. But, you know, it just kind of hinders off of the Grammy. You know, it kind of just is like hit the ground running after that. So I do have a lot of touring in May of next year. You just got to hop back on the website. And I've got some East Coast, West Coast touring on that as well in May.
What people need to do, they need to sign up for your newsletter via your website.
Right.
What they need to do. So everybody go to amyhawaii.com right now and sign up for her newsletter, because I would imagine that's how we know where you're going to be, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. You know, it changes. It changes radically. So, you know, at least once a month we spam everybody out and we tell you exactly where I'm going to be, you know.
See,
there's all kinds of stuff.
They don't need to worry. Just go there now, sign up, and also go to her sites and give her a follow. She is always doing something exciting. And make sure you buy some of her wine. So go to her website, again, amyhawaii.com. She's on Instagram under HANAIALII, and then Facebook, Amy, HANAIALIIGILLIOM. And she is a wonderful, wonderful woman. She's so kind and generous of spirit and soul, and she greets you with a big hug. She's the real deal. She's not one of these celebrities that, you know, they're like, they give you their social mask and then they take it off and they're just like Mr. Scrooge. She is a really wonderful lady. And she has to be related to Micah, right? Well, we wish very best. I'm gonna keep all my fingers, my toes, and my eyes crossed that you win this darn Grammy. Do you want to give a shout out? We're the show is over, and I just want to give you a quick opportunity to do a shout out to all your peeps.
Oh, I so appreciate that. And I really appreciate you having me on the show. It really means a lot to me. And any friend of Micah's is a friend of mine. And I can't wait for you to come to Hawaii to come visit us, girl. We're going to get you in the ocean. We'll get you all over and get some good food. And
I want a private luau party with all the hot
water. Oh, you'll have one, girl. You have, and maybe even Jamie might show up for that. He sometimes comes over in January.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'll have to redeem myself and not come at him like a raging He's like, who else is crazy? Bitch, up in my house. You better be lucky you don't get yourself thrown out. I'm like, woo! Let me just snivel on back here. But anyway, so who do you want to thank for contributing to your album?
Well, of course, I want to thank my cousin, Micah, because we've, you know, he's family. And I couldn't have done the party without him and you. And thank you so much for being so gracious with that. And of course, all my musicians that played on the album and that play with me now, and all the fans all around the world that are so loyal and so much aloha. And I'm just, you know, so happy that with this album, I can kind of tell the story the way I want to tell it because I produced it. So I'm really, really grateful for that. But thank you again so much for having me on.
You're so welcome. Thank you for being a guest. I am truly honored. And we're going to make sure that we send Amy on her way by telling her we love you and we wish you the best. And we are going to be praying that you win this Grammy, because you certainly deserve it. And say goodbye to your fans, Amy.
Aloha, everyone.
Aloha, everyone. We'll see you in the new year.
Yay! Aloha to you.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.